I'm glad I had a chance to tell my friend about Jesus before he left. I just hope I can see him again someday.
Well, since your friend accepted Jesus, you'll see him again. Is it hard for you to tell your friends about Jesus? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Telling your friends about Jesus might seem like a hard thing, but it's important because you never know if you'll have another chance. They might move away or switch to a different school, and you may not see them again for a long time. Jesus has put you in your friend's life so you can share with them the same salvation that you received. Romans 10:14 says, "How can they put their faith in Jesus if they have not heard of him?" Our story for today is entitled, "Like a Brother." "Mom, can I go play at the park with Logan?" asked Michael. Mom laughed. Logan. Ever since you met him, all I hear is Logan." "He's lots of fun," said Michael. "I think we're going to be really good friends. It almost feels like he's the brother I never had."
"Well, he seems like a nice kid," said Mom. "Why don't you invite him to come to church with us this week?"
"Okay," said Michael. "I will."
That evening, Michael was excited when he got home.
"I invited Logan to church and he said he'd come."
Later that week, Logan attended church with Michael and his mom. He came the next week too, and the next, and the next. And then one Sunday, Logan trusted Jesus as his Savior. Several weeks later, Michael came home looking worried.
"Logan and I were supposed to meet at the park this morning, but he didn't show," he told his mom. "I tried texting him, but he didn't respond. I'd go to his place to make sure he's okay, but I don't know where he lives. He always came here or met me at the park."
"I'll ask around," said Mom. "Maybe I can find out what happened."
The next day, Mom had news.
"I'm afraid Logan won't be coming around anymore," she said.
"I found out his dad is wanted by the police. He apparently learned they were on his trail, and he packed up his family and took off. Seems like he's been on the go like that for a couple years."
Michael's face crumpled as tears filled his eyes.
"So I'm never going to see Logan again? But he was like...
"I know," Mom said as she hugged him. "He was like a brother to you. And you know what? Because you both trust in Jesus, you are brothers in Christ. You've both been adopted by God.
Maybe Logan will be able to get in touch with you someday, but even if you're never able to reconnect with him in this lifetime, you'll see him in heaven." Michael wiped his eyes.
"I'm glad I told him about Jesus. I'm going to pray for him, wherever he is."
"Good," said Mom. "Let's pray for him right now."
So how about you? Have you told your friends about Jesus? Do you pray for them? Being someone's friend involves more than just having fun together. If you truly love them, tell them what Jesus has done for you and pray for them. Ask God to help them understand how they can become a part of his family too. If they already know Jesus as their Savior, pray for them as your brother or sister in Christ. Our key verse, once again, Romans 10:14.
"How can they put their trust in Jesus if they have not heard of him?"
And our key thought for today, share Jesus with your friends. Can you believe summer is almost over? Before school starts back up, make these last few weeks count by joining Word with Zach. It's a fun way to spend time in God's Word every day while reading your Keys for Kids devotional. And when you complete August, you'll be entered for a chance to win an awesome Squishmallow Manta Ray and a remote control stunt car. Just ask your mom or dad to sign you up today at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.